800 new roof.
Dad's like wings, beer, and sports. So give Dad a gift he'll love. Buffalo Wild Wings. Purchase a gift card in store or online. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
This may be presumptuous, but have you ever considered artificial insemination?
Boy, I don't know. You gotta be pretty desperate to make it with a robot.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I'll take these headphones back to Best Buy and demand my money back. I think the left ear is going out. I've only had these 22 years.
What?
Nothing works long.
No.
Everything
the
gives
good old
out.
Days.
Yeah.
Gone.
Everything breaks. Well, there was a time you could buy headphones and they'd actually last. No kidding. The left ear is going crazy. I tell you what, turn down just a little bit and maybe the vibration won't bother me. Now I got to go out and buy new headphones.
It could
That's
be,
always
though.
Something.
It could be a dirty socket over there.
No, no.
Sockets are all, they are all dirty, but I think it is. I made up an expression. It is what it is. Good afternoon and welcome, everybody, to the May 23rd edition Opinions Playhouse. It's my daughter's birthday today. She's 28 years old today.
Wow.
I want to...
My cousin Beth's birthday. You remember Beth that was in
yeah.
here just... You know, a month or so ago, she's yeah. turning 21 today.
That's yep. right, same as my daughter. I tell you what, after we break, I'll play you something. I actually have, my daughter singing a Tanya Tucker song. I won't play the whole thing. I recorded it when she was about 3 or 4, and it's fun and it's depressing. And you'll know what I'm talking about if you have kids and there is no video. Really, of me as a kid. Dan, there's no video of you running around at 5 years old
no.
because people didn't have cameras in their phones. They didn't have camcorders. Well, when my kids grew up, and Archie, one of the things you're going to realize with Archie is you have about, one day you'll realize, I think we have about 8,000 videos of Archie, and we really only need 100.
Yeah.
You shot
yeah.
everything he did.
Yeah, pictures.
Every time he changed expressions, you took a picture of it or video of it. So I have these videos, and when you watch them of your kids, it's fun, and then it's really depressing because you realize that's all gone.
Yeah.
It's all gone. All that time is gone. So I'll find that later and play it for you. And, you know, the fact that it's my daughter's birthday is a big deal to me, but to everybody else, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
What's the third? June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Said that on the phone to somebody today.
They
you
said,
did?
What?
Yeah, and he was talking about he's going out of town. I said, when will you be back? And he said something. And I goes, oh, that's the same day that whatever. And I said, but to most people, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day. And this guy went, what?
What does that
mean?
With you?
See, that's how you tell if people are real listeners or not. If they go, what are you talking about? Shut them out of your life.
They're not
AM and the PM. That's what that means. We'll talk a little bit about the Billboard award show last night, which to me was horrible. And I'll tell you, here. You know how you know when you are just old? And it happened last night. Immediately when the Billboard Awards show came on, I knew in the very, very beginning, this was for people who aren't my people. and it's because of this. The host, when the host was, and now ladies and gentlemen, your host for the Billboard Awards show, it's Tesha or something?
Kesha.
Kesha.
Was it Kesha?
And Ludacris. And they came out, and the audience... Here are his first words. What up? Now, what up? When I go to any show or see a show and the first words are, what up? I'm in the wrong place. Wow. And it just got worse.
I can't believe you even... I wouldn't...
I watch
that.
It in amazement. I watch it in absolute amazement. Really? This is who... These are the people who are getting really rich and people are buying their stuff?
I think what would be more entertaining is if your wife videoed you.
Me. Yelling at the TV. Oh my goodness.
The commentary.
Yeah.
So here's what Celine Dion was given the Icon Award. And that, okay, that was a part of it where I thought, all right, here's a real talent. And what I mean by real talent is this, and I was talking to Colin Jeffrey off the air just now. You take people like Celine Dion or even Elvis or Karen Carpenter or Tony Bennett or Michael Bublé or who's the guy that sings the, oh my goodness, I just lost his name, dark hair. I'll think of it later. Andrea Bocelli. Start naming the great Johnny Mathis from way, way back. And even today, Harry Connick Jr. or John Mayer. Right, these people can sing, and they're really talented singers. They don't need, and when I say what I'm about to say, I think you'll know what I'm talking about. And the best example last night was Britney Spears. We were trying to figure out at what point in entertainment did singers need a stage full of Olympic gymnasts to do their song. You come out and sing, and there are 15 choreographed dancers doing gymnastics while you sing, and you're doing it too with them. Britney's doing the whole thing with it. That has nothing to do to me with singing. Pink performed. Pink had on the kind of outlandish outfit that Lady Gaga would wear. It's singing. When did you have to dress up like you're going to a costume party on Halloween to sing a song? I don't get it.
And Pink has a great voice.
To me, it's to distract people so they won't notice. Yes, she can sing.
Yeah,
so she doesn't need that.
No.
She doesn't need that.
What do you have to do? I mean, look at the...
No, you're right. It's come to the point
Garth
where you
Brooks,
have...
Garth Brooks, when he was toward the end of his...
Okay, but he didn't have a bunch of people flipping and cartwheeling.
No.
He did pyrotechnics and swaying from a rope. Yes, he did.
And he got that from Kiss. Garth Brooks got that from Kiss because that was one of his favorite bands.
Didn't you go to a Katy Perry show a few years ago and there was bubbles shot out on the crowd?
Oh, I did. There were bubbles
out of her
and
the
crowd.
Oh, the crowd.
Yeah.
That's the ping pong trick.
And you're right. Garth Brooks, he didn't need to do that. I don't need for Garth Brooks to swing from a rope like Tarzan. I don't need that. But I get it. That's where we are. Now, before we get to the Burke segment, what I'm about to do is not going to sit well with... No, it's just not going to sit well with some people. Certainly not people at the Post-Dispatch and not people here, because I guess we have some connection with the Post-Dispatch. So let me preface this by saying what I'm about to say to you has nothing to do with this radio station. This is not a comment where I'm representing in any way KTRS or anybody else that works here. And I can't tell you to drop your subscription to the Post. I could ask you to, but I'm not even going to do that. I'm going to tell you that I did a long time ago. Now, I still read online the free Post-Dispatch. As long as it's free, I'll check it out. I'll check in. I grab a little story here or there to talk about. But here's what I'm fed up with, and I'm not kidding. I am really fed up with this. And if you're listening at the Post-Dispatch, I think you'd be smart to pay attention to what I'm about to say. There was a story online this morning in the Post about Andrew Henry. Do you know who this guy is?
I don't think so.
No.
He was just sentenced. He's from Berkeley. He was sentenced to 6 years for breaking in and looting during that whole Ferguson fiasco. Mm. You remember the video of all those people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, finally we find out there are people that are going to jail. And he's going to go away for quite a while. 6 years. That's one. We need to get all the others that were breaking the law in jail. But here's what infuriates me, and it should infuriate everybody listening. And you need to call the Post-Dispatch or send them a chat or an email if they have a section for comments and say, if you continue to do this, I will never, ever subscribe to that paper. Here's how the Post wrote the story this morning about Andrew Henry being sentenced to 6 years for breaking in and looting in Ferguson. And then they have to say this. And it says, during the Michael Brown, Brown, who was black and unarmed, was killed during a confrontation with a white Ferguson police officer. Do you have any idea, Post-Dispatch, how biased that is, how wrong that is? You could have said that any number of other ways. How about this way? Instead of Michael Brown, who was black and unarmed, was killed during a confrontation with a white Ferguson police officer. How about saying it this way? Michael Brown, a known thug, was shot by an officer while the officer was defending himself after Brown had tried to take his gun and then turned to charge at him again. How about stating it that way? Instead of making it sound like, oh, he was unarmed,
this poor guy, black,
he was killed by a white cop. The way you wrote that, everything about it says that you are on the side of Michael Brown, and you hate cops, and you think that any white cop that shoots a black guy is automatically wrong. You could have said it, again, 100 different ways. Michael Brown, who had just strong-armed a store owner and stolen something, and then tried and wrestled with an officer and tried to take his gun, was ultimately shot by the officer in self-defense because the officer feared for his life. Why do you put it that way? You know, this is right in there with that whole hands-up stuff. It's all BS. The hands-up thing we know was BS. So let's stop saying Michael Brown, unarmed black teenager, killed during a confrontation. No, it wasn't a confrontation. He was threatening the cop's life and had tried to kill the cop by grabbing his gun. That's not a confrontation. A confrontation is an argument. Confrontation is your way of saying this really, there wasn't necessary to shoot him. So you need to knock that off, or eventually you're not going to have any readers at the Post. Does anybody have anything to say?
Do.
And by the way, thank a cop today. I'm sick of this anti-cop thing. I just am. And you only fuel it, Post-Dispatch, when you do this. You just fuel that. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. I'd like to introduce Ian. Did you get a haircut?
No.
Okay. I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, Dan.
There's been stories before that usually spark a outrage online. And for the most part, most of those times, it's usually exaggerated. You know, the story didn't deserve the outrage. This one.
Oh, like Michael Brown. Hands up, don't you?
Well, yes.
Story didn't deserve the outrage.
But this one, I kind of feel that it does in this case. There was a picture that a driver took a picture of this guy on a bike that had a 7-year-old girl on the back of it. It was like one of those, not Harleys, but the crotch rocket bikes. I don't know what the
like the a
term
ninja.
For those.
Yeah, I know the bike.
And so it's the girl's, the mom of the girl, it's her boyfriend that drove. He picked up the girl from school on this motorcycle. She was wearing a helmet.
How old's the girl?
7.
No.
That's what I thought.
Wrong.
Apparently, that's not against the law.
No, though. It's not against the law. It's just stupid.
Which I don't even know why wouldn't there be a law that would...
I think there should be a law on an age minimum for any child to ride on the back of a motorcycle.
This was in Texas. So, of course, the mom now is defending this, saying, my daughter loves riding on the motorcycle. And you know what? That's fine if she... But, you know, you're the parent when it comes to that. Just because she likes it doesn't mean she should be able to do it. But, yeah, apparently the law in Texas is... a passenger must be at least 5 years old. That's the law in Texas.
5?
Yes.
Wow.
And if they're under 21, they must wear a helmet. That's the only really thing that they say, which I was shocked by.
Well, somebody has to make a determination, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever.
Because you can tell a 7-year-old, you know what, hang on. You have to hang on. You can't let go. But when you're 7, a lot of things can happen to distract you. Where
I've had 16. I've had 16 motorcycles in my life, and I will tell you that I put my kids on the back of a couple of bikes when they were little, when they were 6, 7, 8 years old. Looking back, can't believe I did that.
There are just so many things
I cannot believe I did little things
that could go wrong to where it would cause a huge tragedy.
They could lose their grip because they can't really...
They could get scared.
Put their arms around you. No. They can't really
They get an itch, you know. When you're seven, I don't know if you know. If I itch myself, I'm losing control of the
grip. You're throwing me off balance a little bit. Yeah. No, I look back at doing it. I can't believe I did.
That's one, in one case where I think the outrage was necessary.
Justified. Yeah,
justified. Yeah. Next thing I have, I don't know.
Oh, hey, can I just interrupt you?
Sure.
I have to do this. I want you folks to understand something. I do understand that there are police officers who treat, in particular, Hispanics and black people like dog doo-doo. I understand that. And they're bad cops. There are some. I understand that. I think that guy that said, I can't breathe, that was unjustified. That kid, that guy should not have died.
Yes, that was definitely
five cops sitting down on him, top of him or something. That whoever did that should go to prison. I just want to make it clear, I'm not defending everything. But this other stuff, that, where there's absolutely all the evidence in the world that the cops did nothing wrong, let's knock off the broad blanket, all cops are bad, hate cop. Let's go.
Yeah,
or as NWA said, F the police. We got to knock that crap off.
I think we've discussed before, for this case, for them to be the one to rally around, it just seemed like a wrong fit for their cause, especially when all the truth came out of... You know, after it went to the Department of Justice that reviewed it and everything.
Right.
I don't know if we've talked about before. I'm sure we have a couple times. The furry thing. Where
the people that dress up like...
Yes.
And as they dress up with animals that have fur. It's not just dogs. It's any animal that has fur.
I think so. It's essentially they get into those mascot costumes.
Yeah.
And they're called furries?
Furries.
Furries, yes. And they get in groups and
there's
usually it leads to...
Nuts.
Usually... Usually it leads to, I think in some cases it goes to sex sex down the road.
What?
But there's this one.
Hold on, don't gloss over that. What do you mean it leads to? You put on a mascot outfit? And
I think in some cases those people, it's a sexual turn on for them.
So if you get with somebody else who's also turned on, you got to get your costumes off. You
right.
Can't really
just cut some strategic holes.
Holes, that's a good idea.
Probably keep the head on there, you know, the big...
But there's a new one. This one, this story's about some people in the UK. It's a pet play craze where they dress up like dogs.
Hmm.
This guy spent several $1,000s on his dog costume. It's all like a rubberized, you know, like latex almost.
Yeah.
He said it requires a lot of talc to get into. I guess so. It doesn't stick. But so that's a new one. It said it looks like females, most of the time, they go to dressing up as kittens.
But the men,
yes. And I think that was it. That was all.
Well, you know what? At least they're part of something, and I'm not.
Well,
I've often said I wish I had...
It doesn't hurt anybody else. I don't
know. No, it doesn't hurt anybody.
Anything wrong with it.
I agree. As long as you're not hurting other people, knock yourself
consensual
out.
Adults.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And now I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss. Dan, he's with a band, everybody.
Yeah, thank
Dan's
you so all much, Frank.
You lost a friend.
We did. We did lose a friend. And I was gonna mention that in the Playhouse because I wanted to try and dedicate the Playhouse to him. His name is Steve Grimes, and he died in Kansas City over the weekend at his niece's birthday party. So
had a heart attack. Tell him how old he was.
38.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, 38 years old. So,
so we're dedicating the whole show.
Yeah, we'll dedicate that. But also, the Window World Trivia Night.
That was last Saturday.
This past Saturday.
Oh, did I mention our show raised more than anybody else?
Yep.
Thanks to our incredibly loyal listeners and generous listeners.
And thanks to Rick at Peroni's providing us with food. We had so much
thanks
food.
Thanks for bringing some of that in, by the way.
Oh.
Thanks for bringing... You know
yes.
what? Two-day-old pizza is still good. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. And then we cleaned up. Man, we were so good. Sue... And Sue and Bar. Her grandson. Oh, yeah, Sue and Bob. And Bob brought his wife, and Sue brought her grandson. And
what do you mean you cleaned up? They made you clean up after the thing was over?
Pretty much so.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Oh, you're with KTRS? Clean the table.
Yeah. We took 40th. Is that right, Peon?
I think, yeah, we ended up in 40th.
You must be so proud. How many tables were there?
45.
45, and you're 40th. Well, you know what that means. You were better than five other tables.
That's right.
Yeah.
Four other tables.
Yeah, we kicked butt, but it was a good time, a fun time.
I have to tell you, I don't want to be fifth or sixth. I'd rather be almost the worst table there. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know what the winning team missed. Like,
who do you think was the dumbest person at your table?
Me.
See.
That's the easy way out.
That's like the soldier who falls down on the hand grenade or takes the bullet for somebody else. How about unselfish Dan Strauss saying the dumbest person at the table was him? It's actually probably true, but he didn't have to say
that. You got that one question, right? Do you remember?
Tim Watley?
Yeah, you got that one.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Seinfeld question.
What was the question?
Bryan Cranston played a character on Seinfeld. What was his name?
I would never have known that.
Tim Watley. He was the dentist.
Man, I'm surprised you don't do really, really well.
But Angela helped me because I didn't know who Bryan Cranston was at first.
Who's Angela?
It's my wife.
Peon's wife.
Never mentioned her.
She said he played the dentist. And I went, oh, Tim Watley. So as soon as I knew the character, who the character was, I got that right away.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
Shut her down.
That was it.
Burke segment's officially closed. Speaking of Bryan Cranston, my wife and I last night watched All the Way on HBO. Cranston played the part of LBJ. Lyndon Baines Johnson. Folks, if you get HBO, and I'm sure they'll replay it, this is one of the most terrific pieces of broadcasting I've ever seen. It's LBJ as he takes over when Kennedy is assassinated, and it goes through the whole civil rights thing and him getting pushed through the civil rights movement. This is something that I didn't know, and it will break, and I can't believe I didn't know this. Do you know when black people were allowed to vote in this country? What year?
Oh, no, I think it's later than we think.
It is later than you think.
In the
1965.
Oh, man.
You've got to be kidding me.
I was going to say in the 60s.
Well, that's right around the civil rights movement, right?
He always does that. After he gets the answer, he goes, that's what I was going to say.
I was going to say in the 60s.
I just can't. I can't get over that. That's 50 years ago.
Yeah.
They couldn't vote. Let me tell you, this is a terrific movie. Whatever you want to call it, Bryan Cranston's called All the Way. And the reason it's called All the Way, that was LBJ's slogan when he ran for election. You know, he took over when Kennedy died, but he ran in 64, and the slogan was All the Way with LBJ. That's the reason it's called All the Way. It's a fascinating look at how politics works. And you'll watch it and you'll think, my goodness, that's today. Nothing has changed, and nothing has changed. It's senators and congressmen and the president. I'll do you a favor. You do me a favor. You owe me. No, I owe you. You owe me. I'll do this and then I'll owe you. And that's what it's all about, to get things pushed through. So All the Way, if you get a chance. Schaefer has a C in it. I've told you that for 15 or 16 years. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, as in Schaefer Auto Body. Their website is SchaeferAutoBody.com. You may want to go there to see where the locations are. There's probably one very close to you. And even if there weren't one close to you, I'm not kidding. Now that I've had cars in there multiple times, and I've had auto body work done years ago with other places, I don't care if I had to drive 100 miles to go to Schaefer. I would do it. My son had some work done at a body shop in Jeff City. It was laughable when he got it back. When he got it back, the lights in the dash didn't work, which, by the way, worked before it went in there. There was a piece missing that they forgot on the trim. You know what he ended up doing? Taking it to Schaefer and having it done right. Now, your insurance company does not want to have to pay twice. They'd prefer it be done right, just like you would, so they're probably going to recommend Schaefer unless you recommend it first. And you have the right to have that vehicle sent anywhere you want, so when you're in an accident, you say, I have one choice and only one. I want this vehicle to go to Schaefer. And everything about the way they do what they do is beyond impressive. They do not have to do as much as they do. They don't have to go above and beyond the way they do. But they do, and it must be working because they have 10 locations. The latest was opened a few months ago in Columbia, Missouri. You're in an accident, you know what to do. You call the police, you call your insurance company, and then you call Schaefer, S-C-A-O, and now they have one-stop drop. You just go there, and instead of just getting an estimate, leaving, and come back, just leave it there. Go there, get the estimate, leave. You're done. They'll take care of it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, SchaeferAutoBody.com.
Meet me.
And here's another guy that was at the trivia night, and his table, I'm sure, beat us. I don't know what place they came in, but here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
We came in 26, but let's
26?
Yeah, we came in 26, but let's make you feel even worse than you did, because you came in 40th out of how many tables?
45.
And two of them didn't even show up. So you actually
and those two still beat them. The people that didn't show, beat them.
I don't think they put the no-shows up on the leaderboard.
No, they were up there.
Wouldn't that be something if you lost
they
people
were
and didn't
tables.
Even show up?
Oh.
That'd be hilarious.
Yes, that would be.
Blank tables.
All right. Hey, they just cleared an accident that was on westbound 40 at Timberlake Manor. Now, still traffic is a little bit heavy from Highway 270 through Mason, 141 through Timberlake Manor. Eastbound 40 is slowing now, Timberlake Manor through Mason. We have, looks like we've got some slowdowns now on westbound 5564 from the 70 split. That goes up to 3rd Street. And then we've got a report of a stalled vehicle on southbound 55 at Merrimack Bottom that's blocking the right lane. This traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for Extract, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the Extract treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with Extract. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. Extract uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and will help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live Extract Clear. Call 800-761-6141. That's 800-761-6141. 800-761-6141. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
Attention. Soma Biotics is currently seeking participants who are suffering from heartburn or acid reflux. If you periodically experience any of the following symptoms, you're eligible to receive a free trial of the new breakthrough, Soma Biotics. To be eligible, your symptoms may include heartburn, acid reflux, indigestion, bloated belly, frequent burping, excessive gas, abdominal discomfort. Soma Biotics is scientifically designed with natural ingredients to combat heartburn and acid reflux the healthy and natural way. Plus, it helps flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of waste from your body. To participate in this Soma Biotics trial, call 1-800-700-4915. Again, if you're experiencing periodic symptoms of heartburn or acid reflux, you are eligible to participate and get a free trial of Soma Biotics. This is a radio-only offer. For your free trial, call now for details. 1-800-700-4915. That's 1-800-700-4915. 1-800-700-4915.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-400-1284. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online Degrees, call 1-800-400-1284. That's 1-800-400-1284.
Pool owners, never have an algae problem again. Clearpool USA has an eco-friendly, non-chemical mineral algaecide cylinder you just drop in your pump basket. It will eliminate the need for shock chemical algaecides and clarifiers while reducing your chlorine costs up to 75%. Clearpool USA also has a water purification system with NASA technology that kills algae and harmful bacteria for municipal pools, aquatic centers, water parks, and industrial applications. Go to clearpoolusa.com or call 618-698. 3343. That's clearpoolusa.com.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend Jeff Hopper from Hopper's Pests and Animal Solutions.
If you've got brown recluse spiders, bees, wasps, mosquitoes, moles, voles, ants, bats, mice, rats, anything like that, call Hopper's and we can solve that problem for you. Have no fear, Hopper's is here for you. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pests and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
Hello, Jay Randolph here for my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. And here is Terry, the Vice President of Sales.
Thanks, Jay. Here at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your business preferred network dealer, we offer a variety of financing options to get you in a new or used vehicle to get your job done right. We have been in the same location for over 50 years. We must be doing something right.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
There may be one thing that's standing between you and retirement, but it's probably not what you think it is. Find out the answer on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
All right, I've tried to explain to you folks over the last few years that I'm losing my mind. I'm gradually losing my mind. We have proof of that. Colin Jeffers in here. He's going to straighten me out on this Civil Rights Voting Act of 1965. Black people could vote prior to that. I was under the impression they couldn't. They could, but it was tough for them because there was no law that made it clear if you interfere with them attempting to vote in any way, then, you know, it's a felony, you're going to jail or whatever. He's going to explain it to you because he's real smart. He knows that stuff. And somebody else called and said that I started the show by saying the May 23rd edition of Pinions Playhouse. And of course...
Email. Yeah, Steve emailed me.
And of course, I object. Objection! And then Peon played me this. It is. I made an expression. It is what it is. Good afternoon and welcome, everybody, to the... to the May 23rd edition Opinions Playhouse.
I did it. There it is, right there. Evidence. I did it.
And what is going on?
I fully understand the voting rights thing, so Colin will explain that to you after I take a minute. And hopefully I can do this right. American Equity Mortgage. I do know their website is AmericanEquity.com. I know their phone number is 314-878-9999. The reason I always say 878, because there are other phone numbers that are similar. There are other mortgage company names that part of the name is similar. There's phrasing. They have phrasing in their commercials that is similar. They stole it from American Equity Mortgage. Not against the law. You can steal a phrase here and there. But they can't duplicate the experience. They can't duplicate the thousands and thousands. Eventually they will, but by the time they reach the same number of people that they've helped with mortgages or bill consolidation or home equity loans, then American Equity's number will be much bigger. They're never going to catch them. They're just not. It's frustrating. It has to be frustrating for all the other mortgage companies. So here's what I'll tell you. You're looking to buy a house. You got to have a mortgage, probably. American Equity Mortgage. You have a home. And your mortgage is not necessarily with American Equity, or it could be, doesn't matter. They're still more than happy to help you get the money you need to pay off credit cards, to pay off some other bad debt. And credit card debt is bad debt. Credit cards are a great thing until you start to be dependent on them and using it as a lending institution. You don't want to do that. Or build consolidation loan because something came up and you don't have the money for it. And you need it and you'd like to not be robbed and cheated by paying outrageous interest. They know exactly what to do. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Now here to explain the Voting Rights Act of 1965 is Colin Jeffrey. So the black community could vote prior to that, but there was no protection. There were people who would
like the KKK would be at the voting place going, okay, just come on in and see what happens to you.
Yes. Right? Yeah. So essentially, some free blacks were always able to vote in the U.S. That was it. And then after the Civil War, with the passage of the 15th Amendment in 1870, it said the right for people to vote based on race shall not be impinged. That's paraphrasing what it said.
Okay.
So then we saw, especially in the South, the evolution of some laws that made it very difficult for black people primarily to vote. So the big one was a poll tax, meaning you want to come vote, you have to give us money, essentially. And
that white people didn't have to pay.
Well, no, they did, but it affected disproportionately more black people.
Because
they
didn't have the money to pay.
Yes.
Okay.
So they did some things like this. Black women earned the right to vote in 1920 with the passage of the 19th Amendment. In 1960...
How smart he is.
Yes.
That's why I don't have friends. In 1964, they passed the 24th Amendment that outlawed things like poll taxes. And then in 1965, they said it is illegal for officials, individuals, to, through threat of violence or intimidation, to keep someone from voting. Because this is what you were talking about in the earlier 1900s, let's say, you would have the KKK or just people who didn't want black people to vote. Imagine them standing outside of a polling place and you show up to vote as a black person and they're like, yeah, go ahead, vote. Let's see what happens. And so this is what 1965 did, the Voting Rights Act.
Wow. Listen to that. Like a history teacher.
Yeah.
We needed you at our trivia table.
The other thing I didn't know, I always thought LBJ was a racist because he was a real crude guy. He was really crude. But he wasn't racist at all. In fact, I never knew how hard he worked at getting this thing passed for Martin Luther King Jr. and everybody he represented. So thank you, Colin.
Of course.
For setting me straight on that. And to young black people, I would say to you, you need to really learn everything you can about people like Martin Luther King Jr. and stop making your role models people like Kanye West and Jay-Z.
And Al Sharpton.
And Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Get off of that stuff. Learn more about what the... Look at what these guys got accomplished. And they didn't do it with thuggery. They didn't do it with, F the police. They did it peacefully. And yes, a lot of them paid a very high price. They gave their lives in the process. But look what they accomplished. And what you people are doing now, you hands up people and you SH disturbers, you're not accomplishing anything. You're setting the black community back about 60 years. So it was a great, all the way, HBO, Bryan Cranston. A great piece of television. I got a call here? Yes, I do. It's Bill. Bill, I think, has been calling for quite a while. Yeah. I've been very patient. Bill, how are you?
Yeah, that's good. AM, PM.
Thank you. That's close enough.
The other day I was looking up something for my wife on a computer, mm-hmm. and I happened to run across the women's rights, the civil rights for women.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all of their civil rights in 1998.
Wait, hold on, 98?
98. I about dropped out of my chair, and I saw my wife. I said, I ain't going to tell you this. They could not, I mean, go. Peon ought to go to that website, Women's Liberations or Women's Rights.
What is it that women were given the right to do in 98 that they couldn't do before 98?
Well, in 72, a woman, unless she was a school teacher, could not buy a house. Unless she was...
Hey. Really? Don't applaud that.
Right.
Don't applaud.
And how I found that out was when we moved to Fort Wayne, my wife was going to put a loan on a house, make a loan while I was still in another town.
Yeah.
And the bank says, no, you can't do that unless your husband's here to fill out the paperwork.
Hey, wow. Bill, do you know there are still car dealers in this town? Because I hear stories from people that email me. There are still car dealers that if a woman goes in to buy a car, they go back and get your husband. That, yeah. I mean, that's happened in the last year or two.
Yeah, but, you know. And then the other thing was, is if you'd read all the things that men could do to women, a man could beat his wife in public in late 1800s, mm-hmm. and nobody would do anything to him.
Wow.
Literally beat her to death.
Wow.
Just go check it out. I was totally amazed that women got their full rights in 1998.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I have to check into it. Bill, thank you.
Bye. Well,
you learn so much.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to what he said about a man could literally beat his wife in the what was late 1800s, mm-hmm. beat her to death. Yeah. At that point, when I was married to the boy's mom, I wish it was back.
You wish you'd been living back then?
Late 1800s. Yeah. Talk on it.
Missed it by that much. So I found this. This is, and I know this is of little interest to most of you, but that's okay. It's my daughter. It's her birthday today. I was in the country music, country radio business. Dan will know this song. Tanya Tucker had a song called Down to My Last Teardrop.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm down to my last teardrop this time. I know most of you don't know that song.
It's a good song.
It's a good song, but this is my daughter who's 28. Oh, and I just got a text. Let me read it. Okay. This is my daughter, and I'm going to say she's 4, maybe, so 24 years ago, singing, and the Tanya Tucker song is in the background. I'm not going to play but 30 seconds of it. There's something about the voice of a little child. When Colin's daughter was in here last week, McKenna, that voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How can you not just melt? Here she is. Let's go.
This is all like a trouble in a melting wreck, and the one who teen on kicks on the bed.
Yeah, you can't understand a word she's
saying. Her voice
saying.
Hasn't changed that.
No, her hasn't. Voice has not, and neither has her singing ability.
No.
Except she's worse now than she was then. So happy birthday to my daughter, 8 years old today. Yeah, I feel pretty old. I think when you really feel old is when you have a kid turn 40.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's there's no way, no spin you can put on that.
No.
You're old. You got a 40-year-old kid. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you so much. I got emails from people saying, hey, change it up a little bit. So there you go. I did. Amini's has a copper dome. You can't miss it. It doesn't look like anything else in Chesterfield Valley. You drive through Chesterfield Valley, and a lot of buildings kind of look the same. That's why I think a lot of people go out of business. They don't stand out. Nobody knows they're there. Well, I never noticed that place. Well, you'll notice Amini's. And then when you walk in, that's where you're going to know the difference. And you'll say to yourself, I have never, ever been in a store like this, because you haven't, unless you went to Kansas City, went in the Amini's there. Pinball machines and arcade games and shuffleboard and jukeboxes and beautiful, beautiful, best of the best furniture. All right, including home theater furniture and patio sets and all that stuff that's not really patio furniture, but at some point became part of some people's patio, and I'm glad it did. You know, those fire pits with those glass chunks of glass on them, things like that. And they have all that, but none of what they have is junk. Most of the patio furniture places you go, they do give you a bigger variety in price ranges. If you go, I'm really only interested in junk, they'll go, well, stop over here. Whether they actually admit it or not, they carry some junk and some mediocre stuff, and Amini's has chosen not to. Amini's is the place you go when you're finally able to afford the best. Hallmark forever has had the slogan, when you care enough to send the best. Well, when you've done well enough to buy the best, then you go to Amini's. Take a look at their patio furniture. Take a look at everything there, the Jaffe lighting collection upstairs. And yes, they're having a Memorial Day sale. All the info's on their website, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. It looks like we have heavy traffic, stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason. It looks like only 2 left lanes are getting through there. If you are downtown, eastbound 40 is slowing now from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170 heavy from Ladue through Highway 40 and eastbound 270. You're heavy between Lindbergh and 170. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hey, all the way.
Hey, all the way.
Throughout our history,
we run every day.
Millions of Americans marched off to war.
The Taliban are watching us and they're planning an ambush. The ambush is probably going to be right over there. Where are we going?
Too many never made it home. While you're out and about this weekend, think about our local heroes and what they sacrificed for our way of life. Freedom isn't free. The Big 550. KTRS.
Free trials of a shockingly effective belly flattener called Nubiotics are now being given away to this station's first 100 callers. I repeat, free trials are now being given away. The only question is, will you be one of the first 100 callers? Ready, set, call now. 1-800-600-5971. Limit one free trial per household. If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Again, free trials of this shockingly effective belly flattening discovery are now being given away to the first 100 callers. The only question is, will you be one of the first 100 to call? Hurry, call now for details. 1-800-600-5971. That's 1-800-600-5971. 1-800-600-5971.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-